Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. It's your guy, Larry, and you just tuned into Black Nerds Biblecast. Hey, so we are finally at the conclusion of the devotion that we've been reading called Good News, Encouragement for a World in Crisis. So I hope that overall that this has been a really good series for you. Those of you that, you know, like myself, watch the news and things like that, and understand that there are so many things that could actually draw our attention away from, you know, what God wants us to do. Understand that there's always going to be trials and tribulations, but God is in control no matter what. And there's so many verses that were in this series that showed us how God is truly in control no matter what. No matter the crisis, remember, we still can have good news, even in the midst of the crisis. Sometimes you have to change your perspective, change your mindset, change the way you see things. Remember that God also, and you'll find out at the end of this, is He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. Understand that. Understand that. What is the goal? What is the goal? Or how do we look at? Do we look at the things that are bad and say everything's going to be all bad? Or do we look at the things that are unseen, which is the hope and the faith that lies within you? Remember, the Bible declares that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That means no matter what, that we have to have faith that God is on the other side of things, making things all right. Look, out of every novel book that you read, you'll find there's an end, a beginning and an end, just like it is in our lives. If you open up the Bible to Genesis 1, it says, in the beginning, God created. But in Revelations, the last verse of the Bible, it says that He's coming soon and His reward is with Him. And you know something? We win in the end. The Bible declares that we win in the end. And that's depending upon you being with the Lord Jesus Christ. So keep your eyes focused on Him no matter what. Don't get caught up in what's going on in the world and how we are we're going through this pandemic. Yes, I'm not telling you anything that I don't struggle with myself. Sometimes I wish that, man, I wish things could go back to normal. But what if it don't? And not to say it's a bad thing. But remember, a bad thing or a crisis that is happening in the world today is an opportunity for us to spread the gospel, to share the hope that lies within us, to do the things that God has called us to do. Bad things will always come and trials and tribulations will happen. But you know, you got a world of unbelievers in the world, or a cloud of witnesses, like the Bible says, that is constantly watching us. So if you're a believer like me, understand that God has called us to make use of the opportunity. Don't just kind of get back and quarantine yourself to the point where you're unproductive. Go out and take charge. Be a part of what God is doing. Be a part of what the Lord is doing. He wants you. You play a part. Even if it means to be a listening ear over the phone or over the computer, or either, you know, giving something that somebody needs. It could be something tangible. It doesn't always have to be spiritual. Do you know God will use you in ways that you would never understand? But that way can also open the door for a relationship, and ultimately the power and saving grace of Jesus Christ, the gospel that you share with them and praying with them over time will lead them into not only a relationship with Jesus Christ, but a hope for eternity, which will give them the blessing of eternal life. I hope that this whole thing will be such a wonderful thing for you, to encourage you and empower you so that you can go forth and understand, number one, God loves you. He's in control. He's never abandoned you. He's there with you. And I just pray that ultimately this is what is going to be to continue to take us even further from generation to generation, like the verses it says that you'll be reading. All right. Well, sit back and relax and enjoy this next episode of Black Nerds Biblecast. Good morning, guys. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into today's verse. And remind you that this is our last segment of the devotional that we've been reading through. Good news for a encouragement for a world in crisis. So we're going to see what today's good news has for us today. So if you have your Bibles or your YouVersion app, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9. And it reads, it says, "We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed." A very good verse this morning. This is actually Paul talking to the church right now of Corinth. And yes, it describes the whole entire life of situation of being a disciple for Christ at the time. They were under constant persecution to stop preaching in the name of Jesus Christ. And yes, they had suffered a lot of persecution at that time. Remember, this is also in light of what we're discovering in a world that is in crisis. So remember that. So he's describing here that though all these bad things are happening, but they are not crushed, they are not despaired, and they're never abandoned by God. And ultimately, they are not destroyed. So let's continue on here. It says, God has eternity for us. There is an old saying attributed to Benjamin Franklin that says, there are only two certainties in life, death and taxes. Of all the people who ever lived or will ever live on this earth, 100% of them will die. In case math isn't your strong suit, that means all of us. Everyone will spend their eternity somewhere, but many don't really consider this truth while living on earth. There are those who think life in the here and now is why we're here. They think this is their home, but as followers of Jesus, we know this isn't our home. The Apostle Paul tells us that our citizenship is in heaven. This is found in Philippians 3:20. We weren't made for earth, but to dwell on earth temporarily for God's glory. It feels odd to say that a person's life is a temporary time frame, doesn't it? Surely someone who lives 80 or 90 years on this earth has lived a good life, a long life. Well, when you measure that next to eternity, it's not long at all. So how long is eternity? Very long. It's actually something way beyond our mental grasp. It's like infinity with numbers, and it just keeps going and never stops. That's eternity. For the person who has accepted Jesus as a Savior, made him Lord of their life, eternity in heaven is with God is an awe-inspiring and hope-filled reality. Yet even with the joy of eternity in our future. The current stresses and worries in this world can often sidetrack us, keep our eyes on what's happening in the here and now. That's why Paul told us in 2 Corinthians 4:17 that our present troubles are small and won't last very long. And then a verse later, he goes on to say that we should fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen, which is our future in heaven, because the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. What hope this should bring us. One of the most popular Christian hymns in Amazing Grace, the final verse of the song. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Imagine that. After 10,000 years into our eternity, we haven't even scratched the surface of what's ahead. It's absolutely mind-boggling. What's happening in the here and now is just a small portion of our lives that won't even be noticeable once we're 10,000 years into our eternity. Let's adjust our sight from earth's struggles to the hope of heaven. For when we do, all else will pale in comparison to what God has in store for those of us who call him Lord. Wow, what do you think about this devotional this morning? Now, I'm sure some of you that know scripture can really think of a lot of different passages that relate to this. In other words, I know one that comes to my mind right now. That a day is like 1,000 years a thousand years to us is only but a day in the Lord for eternity. Imagine that. You know, eternity is so vast and so immense, and it's forever. It goes on. It never stops. I always tend to imagine now or think about now, as my parents have already passed away in my life, how to me, you know, since they have passed, now it's been over, I would say 4 years ago. Mine seemed like time has passed by that fast now. Let's see, 2020. Yeah. We're in 2020. So my parents have passed away, has been gone for quite a while now, some years now. And man, I'll tell you, you know, it's but a blip. Time has went by so fast, seems like, from the time that they passed away to now. But now my mind always imagines that during that time of where I'm at now, it's almost like they just got up there, because of the fact that eternity is way different than the time we have here on earth. The time we have here on earth seems like it goes so much slower, but it's so vast, so much, right? Like I said, our 1,000 years to us is only a day in time of heaven. And that's got to be wonderful, because there's no concept of time in eternity. So just a quick thought about that. Again, think about this devotional this morning, and what do you think about it, and what verses can you think about that in light of eternity? Remember, we're to fix our gaze or our eyes, fix our attention on eternity, not here on earth. Everything on earth is temporal. Everything. We will eventually all die. You know, as much as we shoot for goals and things, which is fine. We have to. I have events, an event that is planned for my life that I'm very excited about. But you know, that doesn't stop me from planning an event or having an event that I'm looking forward to, even though I know that in light of eternity is forever. So that's just some perspective to think about as we move toward this life. Remember, keep focus, keep our eyes ahead in heaven, and you know, we'll understand the temporary things that though they might be light afflictions, or maybe they might be trials that we've been going through, even a trial that you go through is not going to last forever. So it's something to think about. We'll be right back. Okay, so continuing on in this devotion, we have the scripture reading that goes along with this. The scripture reading is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 through 18. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 18. So why don't you follow along with me, or just kind of take a listen as I read this. We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. Verse 8 says, we are pressed on every side by our troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. Yes, we live under constant danger of death because we serve Jesus, so that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. So we live in the face of death, but this has resulted in eternal life for you. But we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith. The psalmist had, when he said, I believe in God, so I spoke. We know that God who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and present us to himself together with you. All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. Verse 16 says, that is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things we cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. So, isn't that, what do you guys think about that? I think that's pretty phenomenal. My favorite part of this verse is the last verse that we read in verse 18. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. This kind of gives a good perspective in light of eternity, right? So yes, we find in our world today that so many people, they focus on the here and now. Because why? Because that's what we see. We see the troubles. We see the problems. We see the pandemic. We see the civil unrest. We see all these different things that are happening in our world, our government, the gas prices, the price of food, the crime that is happening in our street, right? The situations on our jobs. Those are things that we physically see. Those are the things, the problems and the issues that we have in this life we physically see. But the Bible's telling us, at least according to what Paul is telling to the Corinthian church, it says that we don't look at the troubles we can see now. It says, but rather we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. It's hard to imagine about something that we can't see, though. It's hard to imagine. It's hard to fix our gaze when we're so focused on the things we see. The things we see seem like they are more visible than what we cannot see, right? So exactly how does that happen? We have to have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Listen, with faith, it takes faith to believe in the unseen. It takes faith to look beyond your problem and see that there's going to be a brighter day, right? It takes faith to understand that beyond your troubled situation, that's going to be a better day. You ever be around somebody that everything they say is negative? That even though you try to give them a different perspective, they kind of hold on to the here and now or the negative situation. Like they say, it'll never get better. It'll only get worse. Now, let me just correctly say that in some cases, yes, that might be true. There may be some situations, circumstances that may remain in such a bad state, but that simply means that you have to make a change. They may have to mean that you have to change your environment or change your situation. And that might be true, but you cannot have or should not have a mindset that's constantly negative, constantly down and out. Remember, in this life, you're always going to have troubles. Again, see that? I said a negative, right? Remember, I said always have troubles. Now, that sounds like negative. That sounds like, man, but you're never going to have good times. Yes, you will. It says you'll always have problems. That means that there will always be something that will challenge you, but you won't always have bad days. Sounds kind of contradictory, right? But you do and will have some challenges. You will have good days and you will have bad days. But remember, in this life, while we're living on earth, yes, there will be controversies and situations and bad days, good days. Some days good at work, some days bad at work. Some days you have a bad day at home. Maybe you have good days at home. Maybe it's like the weather. The weather, you have good, sometimes you have storms, you have sunny days. So it's just like that. But imagine and have faith that beyond this life, there's a place where God has eternity. And what is eternity? Well, that's something that it will take a long time to discuss about eternity, but understand that eternity is a place that's beyond our world, beyond a place that we can see. And in this life, you have a lot of challenges. And one of them is people that will always tell you there's no such thing as eternity. There's no such thing as heaven. There's no such thing as a God. There's no such thing as a life or a world beyond this world. What you see is what you get. Once you die, that's it. Remember, it takes faith to believe in eternity. It takes faith to believe in a God that you do not see. It takes faith to understand that everything that's written in the Bible is written and inspired by the Holy Spirit. It takes faith for you to believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Remember, Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the things and the evidence of things not seen. So remember that. It takes faith. So either you can live and believe in this world and say, okay, I see everything here, so this is what it is, and this is all it's ever going to be. Or you can say, you know what? It is what it is, but I believe that by faith that there's going to be a brighter day on the other side. Now, think about this. Again, we look at the beginning of this verse, so I'm kind of moving backwards here. It says, we now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. And it says, he goes into this numerous of things. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven by to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. See? So Paul is talking about a situation and circumstances that they have endured. Remember, they didn't have it easy being the early church or being the first group or first set of people to start preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. At that time where they were at in the Corinthian church, they were massively persecuted. In other words, there was people there and as well as in that whole entire region that didn't want them preaching in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, the name Jesus itself, like today, you could say Jesus and nothing happens to you, right? But at that time, you preaching in the name of Jesus will get you persecuted and ultimately executed. All depends on what region of the world you lived in. They did not want to hear that name Jesus because, remember, Jesus was not just a regular person. Jesus claimed that he was the Son of God, right? Jesus was the Son of God, but he made claims that he was the Son of God, which goes against the religion of that day. He also talked about how Jesus was raised from the dead. And of course, nobody wanted to believe that. They wanted to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and that was it. He was executed. And that means he's done. But you know what? At that time, when the disciples began to raise up after the resurrection of Christ, and after Christ resurrected and went to heaven, he commanded them, or he commissioned them, like the Great Commission, to go out into all the world and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? From the innermost to the outermost, from home to as far as the world will take them. And this was the beginning of it. But do you know that there were people at that time that tried to stop the message of the gospel? And this is where we get what we're talking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 or 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. You know, we are pressed on every side by troubles. What kind of troubles? They were crushed. They were perplexed, but not driven to despair. They had the power of God living within them. It says, yes, we lived under constant danger of death because what? We serve Christ. We serve Jesus so that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. So we live in the face of death, but this has resulted in eternal life for you. He talked to them because the message of the gospel had been received by them. The message of the gospel of Jesus Christ showed them that they can be saved and that eternal life was free to them. And that's what Paul was talking about. And then in verse 13, he says, but we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith the psalmist had when he said, I believe in God, so I spoke. We know that God who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and present us to himself together with you. All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving and God will receive more and more glory. So, you know, we read here that Paul was like, in spite of the circumstances, despite of the situations, despite of all the persecutions, the being pressed on every side, the constant, you know, being perplexed and never driven to despair and hunted down and never abandoned and knocked down. They went through a lot, but their faith was stronger than their situation. Their faith in what eternal life is stronger than their present circumstance. What is it today that you can honestly say as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ to tell yourself that, you know, in spite of what I'm going through, I know that in the end, I'm going to serve and I'm going to be with Jesus Christ no matter what, no matter what I go through in this life, how bad it is, how perplexing, how much I get knocked down, how much I'm crushed. It doesn't matter, or how much I'm pressed. You may have a situation where you feel pressed. You may have a situation where you feel perplexed or feel like you're being hunted down or even knocked down. But remember, if you're knocked down, you're not destroyed. If you're hunted down, you're never abandoned by God. If you're perplexed, you're never driven to despair. And if you're pressed on every side by troubles, guess what? You're not going to be crushed. You're not going to be crushed. You won't be destroyed. Jesus is with you no matter what you're going through. So everything that's a problem now, remember, Jesus has a solution and he has the other side of that problem. He's with you. And I love that. And remember, again, remember what the Bible says. For our present troubles are small and won't last forever. They won't last very long, yet they produce glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. It says, so don't look at the troubles we can see now, but fix your gaze on the things that you cannot see. So change your perspective from an earthly perspective to an eternal perspective. Perhaps at that time, you'll see things the way God sees them. Hope that encourages you. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. So, this is, like I said, the end of this, the conclusion, I should say, of this this devotion that we're reading. And the devotion is good news, encouragement for a world in crisis. I hope you enjoyed this devotion. I know it took a little while for me to get through this, but we're finally at the end. And so we'll be starting up another devotion soon. But for now, we're going to read the last verse in this devotion. And this is the end of Ephesians. I want to say, take that back. Not the end of Ephesians. This is the end of a chapter in Ephesians, okay, which is Ephesians 3:20, verse 20 and 21. And so I wanted to to read this here. And this is Paul again talking to the church of Ephesus. And this is the last part of our devotion. So it ends by saying, "Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen." Let me quickly read this out of the New King James for some of us are able to love the way it reads. Okay. And it says here, "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever." I think this is a wonderful end to this. I like to really focus on the fact that he lets us know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now, this is pretty powerful. This is a pretty good actually verse. You remember, he is able to and works the power that works in us. Remember, we have to understand what faith is and trust that God is working in us everything, the power to do this. Remember, he is able to. It's almost like, again, it's like a partnership. Yes, God is able to do all these things according to the power that's working within us. He needs you and me to do the things that God has called us to do. And through that act of obedience and us doing these things, God's going to work within us everything that we ask, everything that we ask him to do, whether it's healing and it's preaching of the gospel, sharing our faith, you know, working every day throughout your day and the relationships that you carry. A lot of times God is working in you the things that you ask. You ask him to, you know, to touch this person's heart with the gospel of Jesus Christ. He uses you. He uses me. You know, there's a lot of things, but remember this. And again, this is kind of going back to our title of our devotion. Okay. We are the agents of good news. We are the ones that we share our faith. We share the glory of eternity with people. When a world is in crisis the way it is, through COVID-19, through civil unrest, through government change, through elections, through death in your family, maybe, perhaps, through job changes and job losses. Do you know that this is a world in crisis? And God wants to use you, and just like he wants to use me, to give a different perspective, an eternal perspective, something that is different than what they read on, that they see on the news. I said in one of my episodes that either you can look at the news on TV or you can open up the Bible and you can read the good news of Jesus Christ, or good news of the gospel, or just good news, in which you find many people that was used of God, right, to change, to have a different perspective on their life. Remember this: no matter how bad your world is, no matter how bad the situation is, and then trust me, it really is bad. I will never tell anybody or tell you that this is not, and nothing bad is happening. It is happening, not just the things that we see, but the things that has been going on. Murders and killings and wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and even these natural disasters and catastrophes that are happening. Okay. remember, we're living in a world right now that's in full turmoil. There's a number of reasons why. Some people want to know, and I've heard this. Some people are saying, yeah, this seems like the end of the days. The last days are here. I've always said that, yes, if God is using a pandemic to get your attention, to turn to Him, then actually that's good. God doesn't want to force somebody to turn to Him. But if that means that He has to turn the light on in your heart, turn the light on in someone's heart that's dark, that's been away from God, then hey, whatever, by any means necessary, He's trying to reach the lost just like you are. He's using you. He's using me to reach the lost for Jesus Christ. Remember, a crisis in the world is an opportunity for us as the church or the people and believers to reach out to the lost. It is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to have that conversation. It's an opportunity to reach out and do things in your community. It is an opportunity that during this time, that maybe a person doesn't have food or enough food in their home, and you being a person that has what they need, that you can bridge the gap for that communication and that relationship. Doesn't mean that you have to preach them down, but it does mean that you can show the love of Christ. Sometimes preaching doesn't always mean you hitting them across the head with a Bible or, you know, giving them verse after verse. Sometimes just starting up a relationship with that person and reaching out to that person, seeing what they need, or, you know, maybe they're at a time of need in their life and they just need a listening ear. Just because a person gives you all their problems doesn't mean you have to, you know, go in and start, you know, preaching to them either. Sometimes just you listening to them will kind of give them the confidence to help them open up to you, so that eventually when that time comes, you can give them, like Peter says in the book of Peter, it says, give them the answer, give them the answer that, of the hope that lies within you. Be ready to give an answer, it says, for the hope that lies within you. What is your hope? Remember, there's people all around us that don't have hope, but what is the hope that lies within you? The hope that lies within you is eternal life. It's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus dying on the cross and resurrecting with all power and all glory. And guess what? It will also give them hope too. Remember, Paul talked about that in the previous section of our devotion. He talks about all the things that they had to go through and still give eternal life, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Christ, right? And to give eternal life for those that did not know Him. That's the same thing it is right here in 2020. Now, it says at the end of this, it says in Ephesians 3:21, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. This is a formal, this is a very period, an exclamation point to the end of a letter. But it is also giving glory to God, to the church, and through Jesus Christ, and to every generation. So mind you, the gospel was spread then, and is spreading now. The same gospel. The Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember, Jesus Christ Himself said He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never abandon you. And no matter what we go through, Christ is with you, just like He's with me. And you as a believer, and me as a believer, and anyone that's listening to this episode is part of the church of Jesus Christ. You're a part of the massive body of Christ. What part do you play? Is it the part where you hand something over to someone and, you know, and bless them with something that you have? Is it being a listening ear, or is it preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to them? Whatever part you play, play that part well. Remember, we truly are living in the last days, but it's not a time to panic. It is not a time to feel despair. Remember, a crisis is an opportunity. It's an opportunity. So remember that. Remember, when it says we don't focus on the things that we can see, we focus our attention and our hope is lying in the things that we cannot see. Okay? There are things and places and things of things that are going on in this world that we can see. But remember, God, Jesus says that I go away and I go away to prepare a place for you. So understand, beyond this world, there is eternity. 1,000 years in heaven is a day to us. So remember that too. Eternity is forever. This is just the beginning. I want you guys to really be blessed. I want you guys to really look at this lifetime, this situation, this circumstance, this virus, this time of quarantine, this time of things being shut down as a way to either pray and fast and ask God what would he have you to do. Understand that this is such a great time in order for people to know and to receive the Lord Jesus Christ in their life. I pray that God gives you power and strength and boldness to do what God has called you to do, no matter what. No matter what. Okay? God's going to bless you, and God is with you. And like it says, he's going to be able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that works in you. That's all from me today. But I do pray that you and your family be blessed. You continue to work hard, continue to be safe, continue to practice social distancing or wearing your mask and washing your hands and things like that, being safe, please. And even though we have faith, doesn't mean that we just go out and just do things that we shouldn't do. Understand this too. We are to be an example. And you are, like I am, an ambassador of Jesus Christ. Live in this life as a representative of the kingdom of God. All right. You guys have a blessed and wonderful week. I'll be talking to you soon. God bless.